We ought to understand that one third of the Israeli population are Israeli born, and for a great number of our citizens, the Nazi Holocaust, which killed 6 million of our people and 1 million of our children, is something to be read about in history books, like the Inquisition, or like the expulsion of the Jews from Spain, or the persecutions under Persia. Therefore, it's very necessary for us to inculcate into them a sense of having emerged from that situation. I think there is now a greater consciousness than before. The great trial in Jerusalem, called the Eichmann trial, I think had a very remarkable effect. And our young people, as they read what happened, after all, to their fathers and grandfathers, become very deeply moved. I don't say that this always has the same effect on everybody in connection with Germany. Our public is not unified on whether the modern Western German Republic, whether our relations with it should be governed exclusively by these memories. My personal reaction is that education has played a very leading role in the dissemination of prejudice, and that at a very early age, young children get a negative image of the Jewish people through reading a certain version of Christian history. And therefore, if the highest church authorities are going to pay attention to this and correct that, it could be a very important contribution to the tolerance amongst peoples and amongst religions. Yes, when I was Minister of Education and Culture, I had many cases brought to me which required attention. There was a tendency for the Arab to be portrayed negatively in some of the Hebrew poetry, and the Arab schools were using books which had been written before the State of Israel came into existence and which were against the country which maintained the educational system. And I moved, and I think my successor has moved, to try to ensure that young Jews and Arabs should live in the future, in the peaceful future, and not in the warlike present.